Right now at Urbana 12, there are over 6,000 attendees from Asian backgrounds. That's East Asian, South Asian, South Asian, Southeast Asians, and Asian American, Pacific Islanders, and Canadians. So we're in the 21st century, and all of us have the ability and the capability and access to raise our voices through social media. Even a homeless guy in Nashville can be blogging, and he's been doing it for over a decade. But yet it is still elusive to find the Asian American voice online, particularly those of us who are zealous for Jesus Christ. And as successful as we are as a racial group, the most educated and the most wealthy, there's no reason for our silence. Our voice is muted and rather hard to find, but we can change that by raising our voices. Between today and the next Urbana in 2015, if just 1,100 of us would speak up on social media and using the avenues and the doors that are open to us because we have voices, physically and through our fingers online, we can break the silence and we can break the power of shame. We can be the role models and examples that we all yearn to see and to hear and to know. That's our heart's cry as Asian Americans. Allow me to share my story. When I became a Christian in high school, I wondered how God would use me. Because I'm not the 1%, I'm more of a little guy than 99%. So if you're the superstar, you know, it's just entertaining by listening, but I want to speak to the rest of you who recognize your limitedness and brokenness. I grew up in a small town. My family, very traditional Chinese. I came to the United States when I was 8 years old. I'm the oldest of three boys. And I grew up in a small town in Virginia with 20,000 people, and I was one of three Asian families. So while my immediate family was very Chinese, very Asian, I had no context to really understand what all that meant. But as I went to college, I went to Virginia Tech, I knew how to do the right things. So I became an engineer and kind of followed along the trajectory of what we were expected to do. As the oldest son, there was a lot of expectations on me, but I didn't feel confident or didn't even know what to do. I was just a timid person that was just trying to do the right thing so I wouldn't feel punished. The rest of my family is very practical, and I'm the dreamer, I'm the ideas guy, so I felt out of place, and I just felt bad for being bad. The life that was taught me, and a lot of this is just more caught than taught, that you go to college, get a degree, and get a safe job, get a family, and do the same thing over and over again. Add water, rinse, lather, and repeat. It's the Asian American circle of life. But I felt life had to be more than that. And when I came to faith in Jesus Christ, when a truck driver shared the gospel with me, I felt there was a promise, there was a hope that life could be more abundant than that. And then God brought someone into my life as I was working as an engineer for a couple of years, a senior Navy chief who was redeemed by Christ, and he discipled me, and he prayed me into seminary. So I packed up my worldly belongings and went to Dallas, studied for 4.5 years, pastored for 5 years, and then the bottom fell out. My pastoring life ended, and I was hurt and confused. All that I had invested for my energy and my prayer just didn't make sense anymore. So what was my life all about? When the bottom falls out, you're humbled enough to ask for help. And as an Asian American person, it's that much harder to ask for help. And in that year of healing, I was diagnosed with clinical depression and bipolar disorder. And being on medication is not all that different for being on medication for hypertension or high blood pressure or diabetes. But the stigma and taboo was just so paralyzing. But I began to find healing and I found freedom. So why do I share all this with you? I shared this because I want to share my life, all of my life, so that you can see Christ, the hope of glory, working in me. 2 Corinthians 12:9, Jesus says to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest in me." And as I'm sharing with you a glimpse of my story, my vulnerability, and my brokenness, it's also a funny time to be sharing it because I'm in a very vulnerable time in my life right now. And being vulnerable doesn't mean you get to just dump all your messiness on everybody, everywhere, anytime. But as you experience healing and you have support and you discern the right opportunity, take that step of faith to share your life. And I think that's my underlying message this morning. Dr. Brené, I'll quote someone that's been helpful for me to understand what all this means. Dr. Brené Brown is a research professor in Houston, and she's done a TED Talk, so if you go to TED.com, look up her talk, and she talks about the story of vulnerability. Shame and vulnerability is something that we all share. Not just Asian American, it is part of the human condition. But there's a certain Asian flavor for those of us that have that kind of a background. Shame is something that we all fear. It's that fear of disconnection and feeling that no one is good enough and worthy of love. And she has found that those who struggle with shame versus those who have experienced freedom from shame, they felt worthy of love and they embraced vulnerability. And in Christ, the good news of the gospel is that you are deeply loved. And the quote that comes from a pastor in San Diego that's been transformative for me is that you have no one to impress and nothing to prove. And so as you step up, take those opportunities to share your story. Start with those that you can trust and share the story of your life. Secondly, speak up. Use the avenues that are available to you to share your story. If we raise our voices together, not only will we break the silence, we will show the hope of glory that all people can experience in Christ, wherever they might be in life. And thirdly, live it up. It's bringing everything that we have. It's loving God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Your strengths and your weaknesses. Your successes and your failures, your background, your dreams, your hopes, and everything that you have, bring it, live it up for Jesus Christ. The world needs more than just good knowledge and good skills and abilities, and we know how to perform well in school and get the grades, but the world in the 21st century needs your emotional intelligence and your cultural intelligence. It's going to take everything you have. And because you have nothing to prove, you have the freedom in Christ, live it up for Jesus Christ. And my invitation to you, my hope, is that you will join me and be a tribe, a new tribe of Asian Americans who will speak up and erase the power of shame for the glory of God. Thank you.